I generally refer to them as pieces of luggage, pieces of luggage that you hang your clothes with.
Would you have anything like a bag or
you
know,
yeah.
You hang your clothes?
I have a bag, but yeah. I just used one last week or week before last. But
would that ever be called a garment bag?
Yeah, it could be called a garment bag. But I never refer to this bag.
You have made for the bag that your clothes come back from the cleaners in.
Laundry bag.
All right, what about giving me some different names for women's shoes, different styles?
Heels, flat, platform, I guess if that's men, I guess. Sandals, dress shoes. Right?
What would you call
them? Wedge. Wedge heels.
Wedge heels. Any for men?
Dress. Casual shoes.
What about those? I'm wearing.
Oh, sneakers. Gym shoes. Okay.
What about women's and men's hairstyles?
Are you asking for names? Men, well, for blacks, it's that's me with the white, that's so not in descriptive terms. Afros, natural, curly, straight, heading.
Do you have a name for the style that's tightly braided all over?
Braided. I've heard of it, but I should say braided or even plaited. I've never seen kind of cornrows. I've heard it, I've seen it.
Do you ever fix your hair like that?
No.
Do you like this style?
Not really.
Yeah. Alright, I'm going to ask you to paint some names here. Most of it has to do with sexuality. We got this in this minute ago when, we were talking about bags and faggots and all that. Effeminate males, boys or men that have very feminine ways.
I refer to, the general term would be homosexuals. A slang, I suppose, would be, I've heard fags and faggots and sissies.
A sissy could be a homosexual?
A homosexual male. In my circle.
What about if somebody said someone told them queer?
Queer, yeah, I refer to queer.
Now, what about names for males who have womanish ways but who are not necessarily homosexual?
I don't know the term.
Okay, would you ever use sissy? I mean, so-and-so's a sissy?
No, that's, and the circle I've traveled around here, if you said sissy, it was anonymous.
Mm-hmm. So sissy is always homosexual?
It's not that he is not, just because of his tendency.
Yeah.
You know, right? Well, in this area, I suppose, I'm more conscious of it. Now, but the men are easily labeled. And if he's a sister, you know, there's no midway.
Yeah.
You either made on.
So you wouldn't have any terms for a man who has womanish ways but who is not homosexual?
Yes. No, there's not that term for me. I know that exists, but I've never really paid any attention to someone calls my attention to it. Unless they are overtly feminine, you know, you just can't really get around it.
Yeah.
Either the one that acknowledges that I'm gay, I guess is another word.
That would be an adjective, someone who is gay. What about a woman who has mannish ways but who is not a homosexual?
What is the word they use for her? Oh, lesbian. No, it's not a homosexual. I don't know. I don't know.
Well, what about a very young girl who likes to play with boys?
Tomboy.